Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and you're tuning into Fire on the Earth. And it's my delight to welcome back today Bill Presprich. And Bill's a good friend. He's a member of a parish at Christ the King here in Ann Arbor. I've known Bill for quite a few years. Bill's married to a lovely woman named Cindy. They have 7 kids, 15 grandkids. He's the former president CEO of ParishSoft and CFO vice president of Creative Solutions. He's had an amazing career in business, and now he's retired from that, and he's busier than ever, and hopefully this week he'll describe to you the things that the Lord's leading him into. Welcome, Bill.
Great. Thanks to be.
Great to have you back. So Bill shared yesterday his conversion story, which I thought was very touching and very moving. And if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can just download it, listen to it whenever it's convenient for you, or just come here to Ave Maria Radio as well. So Bill, you mentioned yesterday toward the end of the talk that as you were growing, you know, you met Cindy after having a conversion experience. You met Cindy, who became your wife, a fellow student at the University of Michigan. And I got a kick out of it. I just have to say it again. Your first date was a prayer meeting. So it was just that's so unique and wonderful. And it's sort of like a picture of things to come, like sneak previews of coming attractions, you know, the kind of way your life would grow. But you also mentioned going through a Life in the Spirit seminar. So what was that? And if you could explain it to our listeners, and also just kind of what impact it had on you and your journey with the Lord.
It's great to be back, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
So Life in the Spirit seminar. So it was this cute woman down the hall, and we got invited by Sam and Dave, and we messed up their names one day and called them Dam and Save, and they invited us to prayer meeting, and we went. Life in the Spirit. So they, at the end of the prayer meeting, they asked if anybody, they told us about Life in the Spirit seminar, a little bit about it. If you want to sign up, great. So it was a 7-week seminar, I believe. And so Cindy and I attended, and the first few weeks were around God's love for us, our relationship that we can have with Him, kind of the basic gospel message. But then as the weeks go by, you learn about the Holy Spirit. And many Christians kind of don't know that much about the Holy Spirit.
It's very true.
So it was a great opportunity to understand, you know, who the Holy Spirit is, one of the persons of the Trinity, that we can know Him, that He saves us, He leads us on mission, He does all kinds of things that are described in the Scriptures. And He really is, I love Acts 1:8, because it says, without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. And so literally, it's like, kind of when we turn to the Lord gives us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell with us, and He actually helps empower us as Christians in what we're doing. And we can cooperate with the Holy Spirit and grow in grace and grow as disciples. And we, as a result, we become more and more like the Lord Himself. And it's just a great blessing. So that's what the Life in the Spirit seminar kind of unpacks. It's like who the Holy Spirit is, what the work of the Holy Spirit is. And then I think it's the fifth week is kind of the peak week. And at that point, they ask you if you'd like to receive prayer to receive more of the Holy Spirit. And it's a very significant moment. I mean, it's just like your faith is really built up, you know, like, and you turn to the Holy Spirit and you receive prayer. People lay their hands on you. They ask you for permission. And, you know, they basically ask very nicely, very warmly, create a great environment, and you just say, you know, is there something that you'd like to pray for, and can we pray for this anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life? And the Holy Spirit shows up, it gets manifested in different ways. I think different people experience it differently. For some people, they just have this warm feeling that just goes over their whole body. Some people receive the gift of tongues. That's a common gift that, you know, one of the beginning gifts, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, initial gifts of the Holy Spirit that often becomes manifest during a Life in the Spirit seminar. Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate to receive that gift. And I don't know what the response of people listening would be to something like that.
Yeah.
But for me, it was like, it was a real opening for me. It was like, I tended to be, you know, very controlling kind of person, didn't want surprises, you know, wanted to understand things before I jumped into them, things like that. And so being open to the Holy Spirit, what exactly does that mean? you know.
Yeah.
And just so praying and saying, Lord, basically, if you're there, you know, if you have something for me, I'm open to it. And the analogy that the person that was praying with used with me was like if somebody was handing you some car keys, basically you'd have to respond. If you didn't, if they handed you the car keys and you didn't hold open your hand, it would just drop on the floor.
Yeah.
But you actually had to respond in some way
yeah.
for the Holy Spirit to be able to act in your life. And so for me, it was just like, say a few syllables, just to see what happens, you know. And I started to speak and, you know, just kind of babbling out language. And just all of a sudden, you know, I felt like the Holy Spirit came over me and just took those few little syllables. And, you know, before I knew it, I was speaking this this language.
Paul talks about in the New Testament, you get the reality of spiritual gifts that the Lord has given to us. And like St. Paul in Corinthians and other places says that to each one of us has been given gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that he said he would, and one of them he mentions is the personal prayer language that is only understandable to God and to the person in different ways.
Yes.
And Paul says, I pray more than any of you in tongues, and that I would have it that all of you would. Then he goes on to say, but I'd also would have you prophesy because you build up the body as well, because the gifts are that the gifts are used for that kind of thing. But let me go back just a little bit, because for those who weren't able to listen yesterday, Bill talked about a couple of college students he met in his first year on campus, and that really brought him, just simply asked him if he knew the Lord and led him in a prayer to just give his heart to the Lord, and he really began to change. So you went from there, and then, I mean, the Christian life is essentially a new life in the Holy Spirit. You mentioned Acts 1:8, you know, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses. Now what were some of the signs of change between first getting a conversion experience and then going to Life with the Spirit Seminary, and then after that? Like, what were some of the dynamics there? It's kind of interesting.
Great question. So basically, once I encountered the Lord and he kind of set me in, started to change my life in terms of kind of cleaning me up. But then I accompanied it with starting to pray on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So like in the morning, typically I would read some kind of scripture, some kind of devotional, and then take some time to pray. And that would usually take the form of meditating on the scripture, you know, letting the Lord speak to me to what I had read. Taking some time in silence before the Lord, just being open to hearing from the Lord in different sorts of ways, doing some kind of thanksgiving oftentimes, and then oftentimes doing some kind of intercession. So when I first started to pray maybe 15, 20 minutes a day, and then it would go to half an hour or more than that.
Yeah. But, was that actually in your freshman year too, or is that sophomore year?
It started in
freshman year.
Started pattern, yeah.
Were you still a regular church goer, Bill, at that point? Like even before you got converted, were you going to church? Because you felt an obligation to go?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I was still showing up at Mass on Sunday. Yep.
Okay.
But yeah, once I had this encounter with the Lord, then even like Mass, you know, experiencing the Eucharist and all that just took on a whole, it was like living in living color, as my wife would say.
Yeah, how about that?
It took something that was black and white, you know, just kind of more rote to all of a sudden now, you know, the words that were spoken, preaching, receiving the Eucharist, all that became the depth of the meaning of it became much more real to me. So
yeah. And then you went through the Life of the Spirit seminar, some of the practicals that we described. How did that change your life? What began to happen in different ways for you as you continue to grow, and how'd the Lord lead you?
Right.
Really, you know?
Yeah, the speaking in tongues, it had the effect of, like I said, I was really kind of a closed person. It had a tendency to kind of open me up and just, I'm sure I was trying to think of some examples of that. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but just, and, you know, really opening me up to, to the influence of the Holy Spirit, cooperating, listening more for the Holy Spirit and all that. And then it does open you up for the other gifts of the Holy Spirit, and then the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It seems like it can become more fruitful. So joy, peace, love, the different gifts of the Holy Spirit.
It sounds like you and Cindy were meeting other people who had gone through the same thing, and there's kind of a community dimension to the whole thing. How did that get expressed as a student?
Yep.
You know, as a young guy.
Right. Yeah. So all these, when you give your heart to the Lord like that, then you are an adopted son of God. And all Christians are brothers and sisters in Christ. I mean, it's a true thing. Mm-hmm. And so, part of the experience of Life in the Spirit Seminar and then the ongoing was the experience of community. So it was like having brotherly, sisterly relationships with other people that weren't part of your nuclear family. That was a big deal for me, something that was completely new. And so just dozens and dozens of really wonderful people, good people that cared about you, that expressed their love for you in different ways, and then you could reciprocate that. And so it ended up expressing itself like when people were like in need, coming around them, praying for them, helping them with practical needs, all that sort of thing. And so you ended up sharing your life with people at a much deeper level.
Yeah.
And that was just a glory, you know, it's really a wonderful experience.
So. Yeah. It's like the natural, I guess, supernatural, natural movement of the Holy Spirit. You know, I was thinking before we began a program today, I was reminded of something that St. John Paul II said years ago. When he was Pope, he had gathered like 500,000 Catholics from all the movements of the church. There were like 95 different movements present, you know, whether it was Focolare or Neo-Catechumenate Way or the Charismatic Renewal and all that. And he said to them, he looked at them, and they're all living with Jesus as Lord in their life. They're imperfectly, like every human being does, but they are. And then they've got strong community, discipleship, and they're all involved in mission and sharing. Yep. And he said, you're all different. Your movements are all slightly different, but you all share some things in common, which he wanted everybody to pay attention to. He said, number one, in the Christian life, it's really coming to meet Jesus and surrendering your life to him and receiving his salvation, receiving his forgiveness, and receiving new life in him. And that, he said, that begins a flame in your heart of love. Mm-hmm. And then that love, that power, that presence of the Holy Spirit starts moving you to want to share it with others who have the same love.
Amen.
And then the next step is, out of that community, you learn to care for each other,
right?
The same kind of thing. And then that community becomes a missionary communion.
Yes.
He said that goes out. And that's the normal Christian life. And your experience of being a Catholic, my experience of being a Catholic was quite different than that growing up. I'm not trying to diss anybody, but it's just a fact.
Exactly.
And so we were blessed enough to be able to have the experience of someone helping us along the way to awaken to realities we just didn't know were there.
100%, yeah.
There's one thing I wanted to ask you about your relationship with your father. We only have a minute and a half left. Should we wait till tomorrow? Should we wait till tomorrow or should we just do it now? Yeah, I've never done this before, asking the question.
Yeah. Well, maybe tomorrow might be
okay, good. Okay, right. Okay, great, great. So anyway, you and Cindy were walking through all that together. That must have laid a tremendous foundation just for your relationship together.
It
and
did.
I think probably the amazing fruitfulness that's a part of your life even to today.
Absolutely.
And all these years together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It It sets having a personal relationship with the Lord and then being able to have that expressed in our relationship and then it extends to your kids and to your grandkids. Yeah. It's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah. And it's something as simple as all of a sudden Jesus becomes part of the conversation.
He does.
Yeah. We're living with a person. He's real. Mm-hmm. And friends, as you're listening to it, that's exactly what the Lord wants for you as well. And you may feel like, oh, how can that ever happen in my life? Or forget it. It's never going to happen. Just put it in his hands and say, Lord, I want everything that you want from me. And I want Holy Spirit come. Holy Spirit help me to do this, and then just follow as the Lord leads. Because you didn't have a plan. It just started happening. It was an organic reality, and that's how it works. Friends, hope you can join us again tomorrow. A lot more to Bill's story. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question. But it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.